Internet radio. Hello, my name's Tom. You're listening to Tom and Jack live on an unnamed radio station. It's Friday night. It's just gone 7:30. Hello, Jack.
We're live.
Yes, and that.
Yeah,
of course.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. How's life?
Thank Crunchy, it's Friday.
What does that... Anyway, how are you, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
I'm feeling quite perky, actually, which is nice.
Yeah?
In the sense of my mood.
Oh, good.
Not physically perky.
No, of course not. Heaven forbid.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Did you have a nice chippy tea?
Had a love... Well, I had an all right chippy tea. Mm. No fish.
Oh.
Because I gave sympathy to the devil.
Right. Are you going to expand?
An old man
mm-hmm.
who I thought, do you know what? I'll let him go in front of me because who cares? It's just, he'll probably take the last bit of fish and I'll be left with just
battered sausage.
A battered sausage.
Jumbo. Well, that's all right then. It's not all
and
bad.
And then, Jumbo, you like Jumbo Jets and mm-hmm. Jumbo sausages. You
yeah.
never ever hear the word Jumbo referred to in any other situation in life.
That's true.
Anyway,
if you hear doors slamming, people talking, people coming in and out, people just standing around, just having a chat.
It's because this week's show is live from Woburn Safari Park. apparently,
no, that would be quieter because that's shut at this time, isn't it? Think about it. You made yourself look a bit of a fool.
Yeah, swallow
your coffee.
Yeah, in a way, I did do exactly that.
So,
old bloke goes in front of me, sure enough. Oh,
could I have that bit of fish there, please?
The only bit of fish in the entire thing.
Just that bit of fish, please. And some more chips.
And then I'm just left with, I just have whatever dirt you've got on the floor, please.
You had to go fishless. Never mind, mate. Have I ever told you...
I just have curry sauce and lick it out of the pot like a dog.
Have I told you what the first ever customer said to me? No, I'm not sure. Shall I tell it? I'm sure I have.
I don't know.
It involves...
Because I don't know what you're going to say.
It involves fish.
Uh-huh.
It's about fish and chips.
Yep.
Is that stirring your memory?
No.
Okay. So anyway, well, maybe we'll talk about it. I'll tell it at the end.
Is it like innuendo or something?
It's in your endo.
Yeah, great.
Anyway.
In an attempt to drive this show further and further and further into the ground, what are we doing today?
Well, I had a feature that's been banned 2 minutes before we went to air.
I've got the jingle. I've got it ready.
Can we just play the jingle and then I'll explain? I just don't want to waste a good jingle. Okay, so...
What's the most racist thing you've heard this week?
That is way too long. You have no concept of jingles whatsoever, do
no,
you?
No, you can't export things under 16 seconds on GarageBand. So you've made yourself look a fool.
Have I?
So this was a little feature I wanted to give a run called What's the most racist thing you've heard this week? Because since Donald Trump got elected... Brexit, all that. It's okay to be a racist now. So I thought, why not build that into our show?
It's not okay to be racist. It's not okay to just even... I don't think...
Even say it as a joke.
I don't think it's really okay to talk about racism just to sort of promote a little joke on a radio.
Why can't you talk about racism? Or we couldn't possibly say the R word.
No, well, it's not that, is it? How do you do this item without saying anything racist, regardless of whether you're quoting someone or not?
Well, we're trialing it.
That's your honour. That's your defence, is it?
I know
we just said a load of racist things, but it was a trial, so we didn't actually say them.
Well, how do you think they deal with like race hate in court? Well, so the judge says it's alleged that you said, and then everyone goes, "Oh, racist!
Court.
Oh, a racist
why
judge."
Why are you talking about a court of law when we're on a community radio station?
Just practicing.
You absolute lunatic.
Anyway, okay.
So go on.
No, so I just thought about that. And made a jingle.
Yeah.
I didn't get much further than it, but 07342 322 154. Call or text. It's now doing texts, I've been assured. Just any time throughout the next week. If no one's on air or anything, just speak to Sam. Just go,
listen,
I'm watching you.
The absolute heft of this phone is ridiculous. If you want to get a measure for what this phone sort of is like, listen to the sort of sound it makes when I drop it on the desk.
No, don't.
Listen to this.
And it's broken now, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's fine.
It looks like
I reckon
a hard
I could throw
drive.
That across the room and it'd be absolutely fine.
It's, yeah, big old thing. No expense spared. Do you reckon that's pay as you go? Probably.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Probably. Probably Tesco Mobile.
So we're not doing what's the most racist thing you've heard this week, but we'll do it next week if it's appropriate, okay?
Do you know what?
That's all. That's compromise. That's what we're about.
Who's about? Me and you?
The world.
I think if you want to do that item, then it is entirely on your head. And I want no involvement. Yes.
Okay. Even you pressing the buttons is tacit.
You'll be pressing the buttons.
I'll be pressing. Okay.
And you'll certainly be pressing mine.
Zing. What else happened this week? We went to see old Rusty Brand, didn't we?
Yeah. That was nice, wasn't it?
Pretty uneventful. Little midweek date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woman in front. The woman in front of us, that was funny, actually. Do you remember that? She went. She got up. They were already sitting down. We were just waiting for it to start. She went, the bloody girl at the door told us the wrong seat. And then they got up and they moved to the front row. And then the bloke checked the tickets. And it turns out the girl hadn't got it wrong.
The kind of woman that writes complaint emails.
Yeah.
I was sad in some seats in your theatre because I was told by your steward that they were our seats. I've had to book a babysitter for this. I've had to come from a hard day of work and all I want to do is sit in the right seats and your stewardess, the cow, has told me the wrong one. And then, funnily enough, the stewardess had told her the right seat.
Yeah, and they didn't apologise.
Is that the right?
No.
That's like Usher. That's a plane, isn't it?
Usher. Very good.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that was good. They had ushers whose job for the entire show was just hold up piece of paper saying no photography.
Yeah.
That we obviously took photos of instantly.
An entire 90-minute show.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Apart from that, yeah, just lovely little date.
It's nice. We don't get to go on dates very often these days, and it's nice to sort of wine you and dine you and then
Also,
go home and do what comes naturally.
That is revolting. One more thing before we kick on with the show proper. We come from a little town called Leighton Buzzard.
We do.
And I today bought the Leighton Buzzard Observer because I wanted to find out about another JCB robbery in Leighton Buzzard. Did you see that?
I'd like to do a 2-minute silence. Another one. Oh, you did the one earlier. I'd like to do another one now for the poppy man that lives in Leighton Buzzard.
Oh, well, don't slag him off.
I'm not slagging him off.
Anyway, the front page.
He lives in Leighton Buzzard, yeah. So that is like. Got nothing to do with anything,
so
really.
So it just says on the front, Wally 101. I mean, that's his username. Is surely oldest poppy seller in Britain. What do you mean, surely? And then goes on to say he's the oldest one.
Surely.
Surely he must
now,
be.
Now, we're only journalists, so we didn't bother to check the facts. But surely he's the oldest.
I don't know whether I'm the oldest poppy seller or not. It all came about when someone put me on Facebook and said, no, here's the oldest one.
Right.
A wonderful anecdote. Anyway, that JCB thing isn't even in it. So for the second time...
I just missed the bin. Go on.
So for the second time in 6 months, someone has driven a JCB into a cash point to try and steal it. And that's not even made the paper. I've combed it. We got wrestling coming in 2 weeks to the theatre. Yeah. Do you want to look at it?
What? Okay, so if a JCB driving into a shop is not good enough news for the LBO, what is? TV bride finds dress to impress at first sight.
Yeah.
That's literally a story about someone buying a dress.
Okay.
I think, that's from the TV show Married at First Sight.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
So there we go. Channel 4 TV show.
Are we just going to read this all out now?
Your views.
Yeah, don't read that, mate.
No. No. Oh, dear. Can they print that?
Yeah. That'll be good for the new feature. What's the most racist thing you've heard this week?
Perfect.
And that is what's known as a callback. Now, coming up in the show, we've got a brand new feature that Jack's devised.
Called?
So, called. What have you called it?
Cause I don't know. Different. Spoon out your eyeballs? I don't know.
No, I've named the jingle. We'll get to that, it's called. It's going to be great, I think, but I didn't have much involvement with it.
This is why we trial things on air.
And I did another celebrity interview during our what should we call it? Break from broadcasting.
Yes.
Sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
Yeah. So, all that and more coming up, I'm sure. Plus, there's another This Song Is From a TV Show.
Should I have some music?
Yes, please. What is it?
Here's a man with fluctuating weight. What? It's Fat Boy Slim.
Oh, no. Tom and Jack.
No, it's not, because I've got Pinwheel of Death. Because I've been messing around with your stupid jingle for an item that we're not even doing.
You know we're still on air.
Yeah, I do. You just, you really do take the wind out of my sails.
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim, praise you. On Radio Nowhere. You're listening to Jack and Tom. Tom and Jack, it's Friday night. We are live.
Sorry if that skipped a bit, that song. I don't know what he's doing.
I put the CD in the wrong way around. I put it upside down.
Old Ernie. Now divorced from Zoe Ball, I believe. Or it's certainly
no.
in motion. Yeah. Oh. 90s are gone, mate. Get over it.
Big breakfast.
Oh, Chris Evans.
Oh, whatever happened to those days? It's like nothing's changed.
Dead now, of course.
They're dead now, of course. Right. Are you talking about his career? Or?
Well, to all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we doing now, mate?
We're going to do a new item.
Mm-hmm.
This item was devised by finding a tweet, as in many ways a lot of our show stuff. But you know what?
Yeah?
We're part of the digital age.
Sue us.
I found a tweet
aimed
at popular gastro pub conglomerate JD Weatherspoons, which was somewhat provoking to me in a way that inspired me to think, I wonder what other kind of absolute insanity people decide to tweet at that account.
Mm.
And with that, we devised an item.
Are you ready for the jingle?
I am, actually. Shall I play it?
Pour a spoonful of
weather.
Helps the
weatherspoon
go down.
Weatherspoon
go down.
Weatherspoon
go down. Just a spoonful
of weather.
Helps the
weatherspoon
go down in a most delightful way.
I really like that.
That's right, isn't it? Right, I think we should say initially that we're both fans of this pub chain.
We're in there quite regularly, aren't we?
Actually? Yeah, we're very poor.
I simply won't pay more than $1.99 for a drink.
Why should you? Just to reiterate, these are tweets tweeted at the official JD Weatherspoon's Twitter account, normally with complaints, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay. Over to you.
Should I do like the films what you saw? Should I not mention the usernames, no?
Yeah, I don't think mention the usernames.
Yeah, we don't want to draw too much attention to people, do we?
Mm.
Okay, so here's the first one. Should I worry that there's a smoke alarm beeping every 30 seconds in the Corporation Inn? The manager says, yeah, it does that. To which the West Yorkshire Fire Department retweeted back as well.
Really?
Which is great. Hi there, if you send details of this pub information to blah blah blah, we will be able to advise.
You can tweet the fire brigade, wow.
Yeah. The
fire brigade.
Another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is there anyone with any sense to explain why a beer in the Western is £2.25 and the same beer is £2.55 in the Gatekeeper, a 5-minute walk away?
That is disgusting. £2.55 for a pint of lager beer.
30 pence more in a different pub.
Well, I've got a solution to that. Go to the cheap one.
Yeah.
Let's see that, Bob.
Is there anyone with any sense? Does anyone have a brain around here? Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
A nice short and sweet one here. The one that inspired the entire item.
My favourite.
Doesn't really work. Well, I mean, it sort of works without the visuals, but just bear in mind, there is a photo attached to this tweet. There is a poo on your wall in Brighton.
Can I say, I've seen the photo. It's not.
Isn't that? It's not. It's really not.
a smear campaign against Web Smear.
Yes. Amy here, I won't say her full name, has a recurring few tweets. She has a bit of an ongoing issue. Mm-hmm. This is on the 1st of the 11th. Is your cheese and tomato toasty vegetarian? Says yes online, but says rennet is used in the cheese. Is it vegetarian rennet? Thanks. I'm not sure what rennet is.
It's the enzyme they get from the cow stomach.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So, is it vegetarian rennet? Thanks. 3 days later. Can someone reply to this email, please? This tweet, please? 2 days later than that. Hello! In capitals.
Is she in? Is she just been sat there the whole time?
Yeah.
Starving to death. Oh.
I like to imagine that she probably did that at the bar, like at a busy bar, just saying it under her breath. Hmm.
Do you know if this vegetarian? Does it have cheese in it? Hello? Yeah, hello?
Can you imagine asking the staff in our one if it was vegetarian?
Is this vegetarian?
What?
Leave. Spoons Printworks making us pay £7.38 for 2 Peroni because the tills aren't working. # daylight robbery. The problem there being that Peronis are in the 2 for £6 category. So that's £1.38 extra. It's just for me, I can't begin to imagine going, right, I'm not standing for this. I'm going to go on Twitter.
Yeah, but you're not an alcoholic with a smartphone.
I do forget. Jane here has quite a few problems as well. Walking into Wetherspoons and being told can't have a # gin fizz as there is no Gordon's gin. # paying customer. Hi, Jane. Which pub was this, please? Jane. It was in Chester. Wetherspoons. Thanks, Jane. We do need to know when things aren't right, so we appreciate you dropping a line. Jane. Doesn't really help me when I can't have what I wanted. # lost sale. Wetherspoons. Apologies, Jane. That's all I get. Just have a different gin.
Other gins are available, yeah. I'm sure. I like all gins.
Kieran here has an ongoing problem as well. I have been humiliated in your Barnsley branch. I have just been humiliated in your Barnsley branch.
It's pretty bad, I'm sure.
Asked to remove my baseball cap. I am with my wife and my 5-month-old daughter. I am absolutely fuming. I would like this looking into and a response.
You shouldn't be wearing a baseball cap.
Joseph in Barnsley. 1 day later. No reply, but can't post a tweet. Poor customer service.
I imagine that he's got one of those hats with hair sewn in. And they pull it off his head. That's the only way I could imagine that would be humiliating. Oh. Unless the fact that he's obviously a middle-aged man wearing a baseball cap.
Oh, he had like tentacles coming out of his head. Maybe he's like a snail and his eyes are like coming out like antennas.
When that, and everyone saw when they moved his hat.
Oh, that's the jingle again. That'd be nice though.
That would be good.
Emma here's a bit confused about the literature available in a Wetherspoons. This was in the guest info pack at Monmouth Lodge. Should my holidays be more faithful driven in the future? # awkward. The magazine she's found is 2017 Hotels and Holidays, providing the best in Christian hospitality. Why she took a problem with that, I'm not really sure, because no one's given it to her. No one's asked her to read it.
Yeah, that's true. But also, Christian hospitality is surely fine. Because they've not gone, only Christians can stay here. Get out, you heathen. You don't deserve our cheap booze.
I think she tried to pick it up and went,
you want a hunter's chicken? Show us your crucifix. Yeah, that's mad.
There we have it.
That's good. I quite like that.
Should we have the jingle again?
Oh, yes. Weather spoons go down.
delightful
weather
helps them
weather spoons
go down in a most delightful way.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me on a new item. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't,
swivel
07342 322154. You can text or call.
Wow.
And let us know that you did or didn't like that item. If you didn't like it, you've just listened to it. Yeah. So the joke's on you in a way.
Mm.
Tom.
Yes.
I've got two choices of songs here, and I'm a bit torn. I've got the Maccabees, or I've got Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Wait, it's Signed, Sealed, Delivered,
yes.
Or Love You Better.
Signed, Sealed, Delivered by the Maccabees. Tom and Jack.
Good.
Banter.
Stevie Wonder. Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Jack Shaw.
On...
No? Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Jack Shaw.
Signed, Sealed, Delivered, Jack Shaw. Yeah, nice. On the radio, Tom and Jack and Tom, we're live on a Friday night. Stevie Wonder, I like Stevie Wonder. If you like Stevie Wonder as well, why not follow his Twitter account?
Don't.
Why?
Because it's offensive.
To who?
The blind.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, no, if you want a cheap laugh, it's definitely worth looking up.
Yeah.
Right.
Tom.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
yeah, so... From the archives, I've got a little celebrity interview that I did with Towley star Gemma Collins. Don't know if you know her. She's now left Towley.
Personally, I don't.
She was on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm a Celebrity. Don't know what else. The Jump. Is that still a one? Dancing with the Stars.
House Party.
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Price is Right.
Record Breakers. Yeah,
Top of the Pops, SMTV Live.
Yep, CDUK.
That bit on this morning where they used to have the weather and it was like that little British Isles in the water.
Garlic red.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Space hoppers.
What were all that about?
Turkey dinosaurs.
Why were they in the shape of dinosaurs? What a crazy world.
I know.
Anyway, I met her in Milton Keynes in a nightclub where she was... I think normally they're just as a meet and greet. You know, they get paid like 10 grand to do one of those things. Disgusting.
If there's any justice in the world, they should be.
Yeah, that's what Lamar told us.
Give soldiers footballers' wages.
Give footballers' wages soldiers now.
Do it.
And nurses.
I'm sick of it. I've had it up to... I know it's radio, but I've had it up to about here-ish, you can see that.
That is 8 foot off the ground, if you're listening. Right, anyway, I met her in a nightclub in Milton Keynes. She was just there doing a general meet and greet. We talked about her juice diet, which I think she was sort of there to plug.
Uh-huh.
Being on I'm a Celebrity,
yep.
Being on Towley.
Yep.
And yeah, that's about it. Play when you're ready, Jack.
I will.
Hello, listeners. I'm here in a nightclub in Milton Keynes, in the smoking area, and Gemma Collins from Towley is doing a personal appearance here, and she's agreed to speak to me. So, thanks for that, Gemma. How are you? You alright?
I am fabulous, thank you.
So, what are you up to at the moment?
I've been non-stop with Christmas coming up. Things are very busy down at Gemma Collins Boutique in Brentwood.
Good. And that's all going right, is it?
So, lots of orders coming through.
Good.
And I'm off to Australia soon.
Oh, right. You're not doing I'm a Celebrity, are you? No, you already did that, didn't you? Last year. How was that for you? Was it life-changing, that?
I'm still very much Gemma, but what
Good.
Happened
That's
with the
important.
Jungle was I didn't really prepare for it.
Right.
Because I'm one of these wingmasters.
What does that mean?
I don't really know what I'm going to be doing every day, but I just get up and I wing it.
No.
So when obviously I was offered the Jungle Master. Contract, I was excited about going in.
Mm.
Thought it was all a bit of a get-up, really. I thought there is no way these people go through this kind of stuff on the show. When I'd got in there, I realised that actually this is serious stuff.
Is that why you embarrassed yourself so badly?
I wasn't in the right headspace. I'd had a bit of a trauma back in England before I'd left, and when I got there, I just felt, nah, this is not for me.
Yeah. What was the worst bit? The tasks? Eating cockroaches and that?
I don't want to inflict any cruelty on a live creature.
Have you never been horse riding?
Listen, I will always take the mick out of myself. I don't take myself seriously.
Sorry.
I couldn't do the jungle. I'm not ashamed to admit it. It's no. Hell in there. It's horror. You have to be a certain type of person to survive that jungle.
Right.
And the GC weren't one of them.
What's the... Oh, that's your initials. Good. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm sorry you got all that abuse for leaving so early.
You know, I am a very opinionated person. I do, you know, a lot of people can say, well, she was only in there for 2 days. I wasn't. Yeah. I was in there for 6 days, but you only saw two days of it on TV.
Yeah. And they say nurses have it tough. Anyway, you're here to talk about some juicing diet you went on. So, how do you think that went?
I have lost weight. Yeah, I have lost weight. And to be honest with you, I am as I am. I've never said I'm a supermodel, you know, I'm the best looking girl in Essex. I'm just a real life girl. And, you know, that's why I was on TOWIE, because I gave everyone something a little bit different. But I'm really proud of myself. I went juicing. I've managed to stabilise my weight.
Good. That's good.
And... yeah, never felt better, really.
Isn't juicing slang for steroid use? I thought I read that somewhere.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I stayed on juice for 1 month. I mean, I did break out once and go to the local Portuguese... it was like a taverna kind of thing.
Right.
And but it was a really weird place because all they did was two dishes a day. It was like a family-run business.
Two dishes a day? That's mad. I know, never trust a big menu, but that's mental.
And they either had soup or fish.
What? This wasn't in a lay-by, was it?
So I weren't going to put on weight eating that.
Well, it depends what's in the soup, doesn't it? How big the fish is. So you just went there and just ate soup or fish every day?
Did have a cheeky couple of bottles of beer.
You're only cheating yourself.
I walked back to the boot camp and I thought, oh my God.
So you'd recommend it, would you?
I don't think you could always juice in your normal environment.
That's a great advert.
But it was amazing. It was one of the best things I've ever done.
God, that's a terrible thing to say. Anyway, enough about the juices. You're not in TOWIE anymore, are you?
Yeah, I did leave TOWIE.
Just time to leave, was it? Had enough of that.
Yeah, do you know what?
What?
I'd been on TOWIE for, 3.5, 4 years?
About that, yeah.
What more could I have done?
Must be knackering just standing around with a camera on you.
You know what?
What?
I don't know what else I could give. And the show changed my life. It was such an amazing opportunity to have been given.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel that I was giving them 100%. And I'm a very passionate person. I think once that spark dies in you, then you should... It's time to move on. It's time to go, right, I'm only good when I'm on fire. If I'm not on fire, what's the point?
Yeah. Some moving words there. Any more words of wisdom for us?
I'm a firm believer your comfort zone is where your dreams go to die.
Yep. So you're not in Essex anymore. Do you miss it?
Yeah, a lot of people have said, you know, the show's not the same without you and we miss you because, you know, there's loads of beautiful girls in there, skinny girls, but I always offered life experience.
Experience, yeah. That most valuable of assets. Couldn't possibly have that by just being alive or anything. Anyway, I've got to go. We're out of time. Thanks for speaking to me, Gemma.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was lovely. Thank you for that.
It's all right. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not really sure what's going on.
I think it might be the rapture.
I think it's the blitz.
About
I think it's time,
to...
If you've not heard the air raid... The air raid?
Mm-hmm. Siren.
Mm. It's time to get into the bunker. Switch on your radios in there. We'll still be broadcasting because, by God, we'll go down with this ship.
I know the feeling. Yeah, did you enjoy that interview?
I did, actually. Yeah, do you know what? I quite liked it.
Good.
Because I find with these celebrity interviews, it's like watching a documentary because I feel like you give so much value into it, and then I take so... There's just so much to take out.
Well, if you're going to be rude about it, we just won't do it again.
I don't know why you make so much effort. Why do you...
Why don't you go, do you go all the way there? Because we need some content.
All right, I'll go... I'll see what's on this weekend, and I'll go and do one.
Go and meet Putin.
Yeah.
And grab him by his genitals and go, hello, nice to meet you. Do that. Now. No. Now, put a song on and go and do it in the song.
All right.
What we listen to?
Maccabees. Radio. Tom and Jack. Maccabees, love you better on the radio with Tom and Jack. Jack and Tom, it's Friday night. We're live. We're coming up to the end of the show. What a shame.
It's a lovely little sing song that was. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. Tom.
Yeah, right.
Do you ever find that you're watching a TV show and there's a song in it and you think, God, I'd give anything to play this on the radio?
No, but occasionally I think of songs that are on TV shows and I like the song and the TV show, and then I think I might just play that on the radio.
Well, hang on, but do you like them separately or...
I like them when used. I like them separately and when used in conjunction.
Okay.
But what you said was I come to the TV show first, which I don't. That is untrue.
Right.
I go by the song. Okay. Should we play the jingle? Now I'll explain.
This is a song from a TV show. I like both the TV show and the song separately and when used in conjunction.
Not including theme tunes.
Now, I like that jingle. I'm just a bit confused about what's going on.
So, this is the part of the show where I play a song.
Yes.
Which I've heard on a TV show.
Uh-huh.
Now, the song itself, separate from the TV show, I like that. The TV show, separate from the song, I like that. When they're together, oh, brother, I love it. Okay? So, and then I'm going to play a song. So, this week's song is called A Blister in the Sun. Is that it?
Yes.
By the Violent Femmes, which means violent women.
It does, yeah. Bit of English, bit of French. Put your hands together.
That is art. It's from TV's Beavis and Butthead. And I know what you're going to say already, that I look like Beavis or Butthead.
No, I don't think you do.
Do you not think?
Especially.
The one with the pointy face. I swear you've said that before. Who said that to me then?
No, not me, mate. Would I ever say anything like that to you?
Yes.
Yeah, I did just say that you look a bit like vermin.
Hmm.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend this song thinking about English and French words that I can use for a band name.
Smart. There you go. That was... Okay, Tom and Jack, Friday Night. Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. We're talking about French and English words. I came up with Café Fight. I think that would be a good...
Yeah, that's nice. I came up with the Chocolate Crepes.
I think those would both make great Blister heavy metal band names.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. Being Eugene. That was my favourite, I think.
When are we doing this comparing thing?
I don't know.
Bossman Sam wants us to...
21st of October.
21st of October, so... Is that next year or was that a few weeks ago?
I don't know if I'll be here in a year.
November.
25th of November.
Remember.
Mm. That's in a fortnight's time.
Yep.
Can we play the jingle again just quickly?
Oh, sorry.
You will be.
This is a song from a TV show. I like both the TV show and the song separately and when used in conjunction.
Not including theme tunes. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Carry on.
What a show it's been.
Yeah,
shame to have to come to an end, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we could have just sort of continued spiralling further into madness.
Yeah, I think the shame
perhaps
here...
we'll just have to do that in the car.
We've used about a month's content in 50 minutes.
Yeah, we do that. Bad. We're like, we're a bit like just a couple of kids at like Kid Zone or something. You just use all our energy in the first 10 minutes and go, oh God, no, I need to sit down now.
Yeah, then your blood sugar's dropped for the rest of the time.
And then I need a Kit Kat just to get me back.
That's why they sell them there. And then you have a miserable birthday.
Getting pushed off Jelly Mountain.
Oh, Jelly Mountain. Do you remember those kids who just stand up Jelly Mountain?
Yeah.
No, it's mine.
Get a life.
Bloody eating kids.
Not you. Oh, fantastic.
All right, coming up next on certainly this radio station is our producer, Alice.
Woo!
She's got a lovely show coming up. What sort of things can we expect on the show, Alice?
New things.
Oh,
new things.
If that doesn't entice you,
she's
to
giving
stay
away
listening.
A shiny new MacBook Pro for the first person to call in.
Look under your seats at home. It's keys to a new Mini. No, probably not. Probably
are we playing
not.
A 9-minute song, could I just say?
Oh, good Lord, I didn't know what the time
you
was.
Rushing away. What are we playing then?
I'm just trying
Meatloaf.
To get... Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, I shudder at
Queen.
The thought.
Everyone shut up about Queen.
Oh, Mercury's dead, so therefore it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Apartheid South Africa. There you go. That's the most racist thing I heard this week.
What is apartheid?
Queen played apartheid South Africa when it was an international ban.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Where's your God now? Yeah, we should just play some.
Let's just have a bit of the vaccines and then sort of come
just,
back to you.
Just play it twice.
The vaccines! You're listening to Tom and Jack. Jack and Tom on the radio. It's Friday night. We're live. The show is nearly coming to an end. We're just having a bit of a mess around now.
Every now and then we go a bit mad during a song.
No,
it's a bit like an episode of The Monkees, just running around playing on the musical instruments.
I played In the Air Tonight in full. Thank you for listening to this show. I think it's been pretty good, but then... Yeah.
You're biased.
It could not have been.
No.
It's difficult to tell in hindsight, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, just a quick word. If you're listening live and you enjoy this, we're now on iTunes.
Goodness.
So if you search for Tom and Jack podcast, just a little bit from vaccines
there. A little bit there.
You'll find us if you could subscribe and like and follow back and PC for PC and all that. That'd be great.
Yeah, please. Please.
Please.
No, please.
Please. Have me on Bebo.
They're going to take away my thumbs.
What?
No, they're not really. There's no one after me. I'm all right.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I'm not really sure. We were just talking about how an award ceremony that we were going to do at this radio station called...
The Beasties.
The Beasties? I thought it was called The Bisties.
Yeah, it probably was the Beasties. I don't
really know what it would involve. Best radio show.
Yeah. Best Tom and Jack.
Best heavy metal radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Best meal to eat on a radio show.
Yeah. Best swear word said on a radio show on that station that year.
Most interrupted radio show.
Well, we're clean sweep. Yeah.
Have we got time for another song?
I think we've got 4 minutes, mate. Are
you
on a meter or something? You're in a rush?
No, I just running out of things to say, running out of content. You do a say,
visibly
then.
Visibly wilting.
Do a say.
Oh, what was I going to tell? Oh, that was that thing I was going to tell. What was I going to tell, mate? Sorry, I sound like a nan.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, I've dropped me crumpets.
Oh, I was going to say that thing that the first ever customer said to me, but no, I'm not. I'll say that for next week.
Great.
I was going to say that. Yeah. You could have an anecdote next week. You enjoy it more.
Thank you for listening.
Mm.
We'll see you on the other side of this week.
Goodbye.
It's Prince.
Tom and Jack.
Producer Alice up next. Keep listening.